Only a quarter of the city's 20 school camera zones are active, but with the high amount of revenue the city is pulling in, many in the community are seeing the action as a money grab, with attorney Kevin Stocker even questioning the legal basis for them.
You're faced with a machine that you can't cross-examine. You don't know if it's calibrated properly. You're dealing with a private entity that's sharing revenue with the city. There's all sorts of tax issues and constitutional issues there.
Massachusetts-based company Census Gatso sent out citations past the statutory 14-day window, leaving many void or refundable. The issue has left the Common Council divided, with some saying it's about children's safety. Stocker disagrees.
It's about money. That's all it's about. It has nothing to do with safety. And when you're going after it, when you can't pay tickets, like say you're struggling because of COVID and you've been laid off or your hours have been limited and you have an economic hardship, this is going straight to the people the hardest that have been hit by this COVID.
Mayor Byron Brown used his first ever veto since taking office in 2006 to block the council vote to have cameras on only for drop-off and pickup. A recent compromise between the council and the mayor's office restored that arrival and dismissal window, with the cameras being allowed to activate for certain after-hours school events. Buffalo attorney Kevin Stocker says he may file a legal challenge to the city's use of speeding cameras. Ryan Zunner, WBFO News.